There are places in the dimension of sound where the walls between universes are thin. In these fragile pockets of static lies the ability to hear the alternate realities of millions of maybe people in countless could-be worlds, where the status quo is different from our own. With a keen ear and an open mind, we may tune in to these sound waves of the strange, the bizarre, and the otherworldly. They are the Hidden Frequencies. Good evening. This is Mick Wingert. This evening, the Hidden Frequencies bring us inside the familiar landscape of the modern corporate office. Here we will meet Audrey and Roger, two white-collar pawns caught up in the corporate grind. When their less-than-charitable boss announces drastic changes that will dramatically impact their lives, Audrey and Roger respond by making some poor life choices. Thankfully, however, a coworker lets them know there's an app for that.
So, what do you think the big announcement is? Oh God, I hope it's a pay raise. I'm so tired of living paycheck to paycheck.
Shouldn't you know? You work directly with the CEO.
I bring her coffee, drive her around at all hours, lie to the people she doesn't want to talk to. I'm a step above furniture, Roger. I hardly call that working with her.
Oh, come on, Audrey. You haven't heard a single thing? What if it's layoffs? Oh, God, if I come home jobless, my wife will kill me! And the kids. You don't want to know what the kids will do.
What's worse than death?
Have children and you'll know.
I think I'll pass. My career was enough for me.
Well, layoffs don't look good on a resume. Makes people wonder why you weren't worth keeping.
Oh, jeez, why do you always go for the most negative thing? Oh, wait, here comes Cynthia. Okay, think positive, all right? Come on, money.
Well, let's skip the pleasantries, shall we? Over the last year, Dynamat Technologies made record profits on apps aimed at kids with no impulse control. That is all thanks to you. However, to keep growing at our current pace, Dynamat needs to be more dynamic. In 30 days, most of the company's operations are moving to Guadalajara, where we can maintain our products and our customer service for pennies on the dollar. With the changes, we project another year of record profits. In other words, we're laying you all off.
Laid off?
Uh-huh. I'm hosed, Audrey. I'm totally, utterly hosed. I am hosed. Do you have any idea how hard it is for a man my age to find another job with the salary I make? They don't want an old fogey who's 2 years away from retirement. They want young, sexy go-getters who are cheaper and don't have dairy intolerances.
At least you have a career. I have bowed and scraped at that woman's gnarled feet for years, hoping to just get a shot at an executive position. And now I'm going to have to start at the bottom of yet another corporate ladder.
It's devastating. Everyone's life is ruined.
Hey there, Roger. My man. Yo, Odds. Oddster. Big A. What up? Anyway, you both looked a little pale. Was it the cafeteria food? I bet it was the food.
Yeah, being laid off will do that to a person, Stephanie.
Yeah, that kind of sucks, huh? Well, I'm not too worried. I was going to go into business for myself anyway. Got this sick new app I'm working on. I wish I had more time to test it before striking out on my own, but hey, that's the way life crumbles, right? So you wouldn't be interested in being a guinea lab test thing, would you? Hey, it might change your life.
I think we have bigger issues right now than lifestyle improvement, thanks.
Like lifestyle containment.
All right, well, whatever. If you change your mind, I'm around. For now. Laters!
Wish I was that confident in my future. But not that weird.
Forget Stephanie. Maybe we can still do something. Cynthia said most of the operation was moving to Mexico. That means some of the jobs are staying here, right? I don't suppose you could put in a good word for me with Cynthia?
I do not even want to look at that woman right now.
Please. My children still live at home, which is half the reason my wife stays with me. The other half is this job. I can't get laid off.
Jeez, Roger. Subtle. When you put it that way. Okay, fine. I'll talk to Cynthia, okay? What's the worst that happens? She fires me for asking?
Mr. Jones, I don't care how many chihuahuas depend on you. If you want to stay with the company, move to Mexico and reapply. Maybe your, quote, children, unquote, can help with the language barrier. Send.
Audrey! Where's my coffee?
Right here, Miss Cook. I've left room for your soy milk and bourbon, just how you like it.
Knock it off, Ms. Nichols. There's no reason to pretend to be nice now. When the job leaves, I won't need a passive-aggressive assistant. At least not one that speaks English. What?
You know, for years, I have done everything you asked because I hope to get a promotion. Just one. I've got the education, the skills, and the drive to do so much more. But then I find out with everyone else that you're not even going to keep me?
Oh, did you want a medal for being a good little shit-eater? As incompetent as you are, I was doing you a favor, even keeping you around so you didn't starve.
I am not incompetent. I helped you eliminate enemies. I covered up your affairs. I even bought you drugs.
Is there a point? My coffee's getting cold.
You know, before this moment, I would have begged you to spare me and my colleagues, but you know, I've changed my mind. You've got another thing coming, Cynthia. If you think I'm going to wait on you hand and foot like a slave one more day.
You are going to do your job until I finish using you up. Because if you don't, I'll turn you into the authorities for all those illegal and salacious things you did.
Oh, you mean the stuff I did for you?
It's your fingerprints on everything. Use that fancy education and tell me who's going down. The respected CEO or the cowering dog that works for her? Are you just gonna shake until you piss on my carpet?
Into coffee cups multiple times every day. Or maybe it was a suicide. Yes, a suicide. God, nobody's gonna believe that. I'm wearing her brains on my dress. God, what am I gonna do?
Whoa, this is quite the mess. I'm genuinely shocked. Shocked and awed.
Stephanie, hi, Yeah, okay, I know it's terrible, but it's not what it looks like.
Well, it kind of looks like a disgruntled employee got grunted. Good job. She ain't getting up from that one. By the way, loving the splash patterns on the wall. Very Eli Roth. I'm digging it.
Wait, aren't you horrified?
I seem worse.
How have you... Wait, just don't tell me about it, okay?
So, what are you gonna do? No one's gonna believe that this was an accident.
Yeah, about that. Stephanie, I don't suppose you could back me up and say it was self-defense, could you? Because if you think about it, it was. I mean, I was protecting our jobs.
Yeah, sure, we could do that. But I might have a better solution.
Like what?
Remember that app I told you I was working on earlier? Now might be a good time to test it out.
An app on a phone. Right. Does it rewind time? Because if not, it's pretty useless to me.
Whoa, good guess. Wow, that's actually exactly what it does. Wow, you're not as dumb as Cynthia said you were.
Thanks.
Look, Audrey, all you have to do is download the app, press this here button thingy that says reset, and you get the last 20 minutes back. Simple, right?
You're telling me a pile of code on my old phone can control time. I think you're screwing with me.
Hey, don't believe me. Try it for yourself.
And what's the catch?
No catch. For real. I just need more test data before I release the full version. Besides, remember when you told Roger that you had nothing to lose by asking Cynthia about your jobs? It's basically the same with this.
How did you hear what I told Roger?
Speaking of 20 minutes.
Okay. It's not like things could get any more horrible.
Very true. Come on, tap your phone to mine. Downloaded and opened. Boom. Cheers.
Here goes nothing. Cynthia's coffee cup. It's whole. Did the app actually work?
Audrey! Coffee! Now!
Oh my God. It worked! I reset time!
As Audrey regains her bearings 20 minutes in the past, I will take a brief moment to let you know more about the Hidden Frequencies podcast and its future. With a total of more than 72,000 downloads, Season 1 of The Hidden Frequencies is wrapped. And by all metrics, it has been a smash hit with you, our dear listeners. If you are enjoying these professionally acted and produced audio dramas, I want to invite you to consider becoming a patron of The Hidden Frequencies through our new Patreon page. By pledging as little as $5 a month, you can help us to continue to put together this one-of-a-kind audio drama for seasons to come. And not only will you share in the success of The Hidden Frequencies, your financial partnership will also include exclusive benefits, such as custom downloadables, insider updates from behind the scenes, and even the chance to watch the live stream of one of our cast records in Season 2. All the details can be found at patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies. That's patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies, all one word. Every dollar counts toward our goals for Season 2 and will allow us to continue to produce the finest in radio plays for your listening pleasure. Also, if you're not already following the Hidden Frequencies podcast on social media, make sure you follow us on both Instagram and Twitter under the handle @THFrequencies. You can also search for the Hidden Frequencies on Facebook for our page and our fan group.
And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. These reviews are an important metric in promoting and sustaining your favorite podcasts. So even if you are listening on another service or device, taking the time to leave an iTunes review will help us maintain this platform to tell these fantastic stories of the bizarre. Now, let us rejoin Audrey and company to see what they do with the miraculous second chance they've been given. In the conclusion of There's an App for That.
Ms. Nichols, coffee, or you're out on your ass right now.
Yes. Ma'am, here it is.
Ugh, you klutz. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'll wipe it up.
Yeah, you will. This desk is worth more than your life.
Will there be anything else?
Not unless I need a reminder of why it will be easy to let go.
Thank you for the opportunity to work for you.
Just get out.
I should steal this water cooler. Really stick it to the man. Woman, in this case.
Am I sticking it to the man by stealing the water from your cooler, since technically I work downstairs?
Drink up, comrade. Wow, you're chipper. Does that mean you saved our jobs?
Nope.
So, what do you think of the app?
Lifesaver?
Thank you. Told you.
Wait. So we're still getting the boot, and you're fawning over an app? This is the craziest day of my life. And I once got attacked by a dog hanging out of a passing car.
Okay, Roger. Roger, listen. Check this out. If you push this button, it resets and takes you back in time 20 minutes.
That's insane. I don't buy it for a minute.
Yeah, I said the same thing, but the thing actually works. And it gives me an idea. Okay, if I travel back 20 minutes in a shot, maybe I can stop the layoff somehow.
Ooh, that's a hard no.
Why?
You can jump back 20 minutes from the present, and then that's it. The app has a 20-minute cooldown because, well, it's technical.
Only 20 minutes? Oh, man. Not to sound ungrateful, but that's kind of worthless. I mean, there's not much I can do with 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's only good for repairing shattered mugs, both the face and porcelain kinds. Totally worthless.
Touché. Come on, you can't just, I don't know, remove the cooldown or give us a longer time period or something?
I'm working on new features for the full version. It'll probably be expensive, though, because I got to get paid!
Like, arm and a leg expensive?
Yes, in that ballpark.
Aren't you worried about getting sued by someone after you give people time travel?
Well, the full version has an end-user license agreement. You should always read those, by the way. It's amazing the stuff people agree to without ever reading the terms.
Tell you what, while you two are waiting for whatever cooldown or warm-up you got going on with your phones, I'm gonna go throw up and get my nerves under control. Then I'm gonna go tell Cynthia exactly what I think of her.
No, wait, Roger!
Without my job, I'm a dead dog short of a tragic country song, Ms. Cook. Please, won't you change your mind?
Are you done with your sob story, Conway Twitty? You're the 16th person this morning.
What did you expect? You're laying everyone off.
I didn't expect all of you to be so whiny.
Roger, can I talk to you just for...
Perfect timing, Miss Nichols. Can you call security? Mr. Ford is ready to leave the company now.
Miss Cook, I don't think that's...
Don't worry about it, Audrey. I'll leave. Today, next week, a month from now. It doesn't matter. You've ruined my life, Cynthia.
Boo-hoo.
Uh-huh. But I can still get some revenge for the other employees you've screwed.
Wait! What do you think you're doing? Stay away from me!
Oh, I'll be away from you, all right.
but only because you said please.
Roger. She didn't say please.
Oh. Well then. Okay. Well, I'm not sorry either.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Okay, Roger, stay calm. We can fix this. Okay, this is why I was happy about that app earlier. I sort of killed Cynthia, too.
Oh, crap! The police! Wait, did you say you killed Cynthia, too?
Yes, and I used the app to undo it. So we'll just use it again, and no one will be the wiser.
But then she'll be back and everything will be the same.
Seriously, Roger? Do you seriously even hear yourself right now?
Okay, on second thought, fire it up. Should I hold on to it when you use it?
Good idea. Okay, looks like we're ready. And reset.
What just happened? Did we die?
Yes, Roger. We were gang mauled by an unlikely team up of zombies and dancing Russian bears. Don't you remember?
No, we didn't die.
And I bet Cynthia's alive too. Oh, I owe Stephanie lunch for like a year.
You sure we can't just go back and stop the layoffs?
You heard Stephanie. It doesn't work that way. I mean, maybe it's enough that we get to air our grievances without any real consequences, huh?
That's true. It's not murder if she's alive. It's not even attempted murder, really. I gotta admit, it felt good.
Yeah. I don't think we should feel so good about killing someone. I mean, even if it doesn't stick.
Why should we feel guilty? All across the world, people have crappy bosses. Hardworking people do the dirty work, while the screw-ups move up.
Oh, that is so true!
Don't you want a little revenge, huh? Just a smidge, huh?
You know, you're right. We have a way to take our frustrations out on our boss, who totally deserves it, whenever we want, as often as we want, and it hurts nobody. At least, you know, not long term. We owe it to the world, Roger, to exploit this opportunity.
Can we think of this as part of our severance package?
I don't see why not.
No severance packages.
Cynthia, you scared us.
It's Ms. Cook to you. The state doesn't require the company to give severance packages, so we're not. But here's an idea. Maybe we could offer an incentive if you agree to retrain your replacements. How does that sound?
Sounds like you should choke on it.
Help me! Help!
I'm sorry, Cynthia. I think Roger speaks for all of us. Go to hell! Again, and again, and again!
How dare you burst into my office! Wait, is that a gun? You put that down. You put it down.
That was cathartic. Again?
Again.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing we're gonna do today.
You mind if I take the rocks and you use the bat? The vibrations from hitting her skull last time really messed with my carpal tunnel.
Bad it is.
No, stay back!
Man, I think I'm murdered out. We should start worrying about our future since, you know, we're still being laid off and all.
Agreed. After one more round, we gotta make Cynthia really suffer. One last time.
Roger, we've already murdered her over 30 times.
So then, what's one more? I just want to get it out of my system. I got what the kids call a bloodlust.
Okay, fine. We'll end with a coup de grace. I've got just the thing.
Send the itinerary to my assistant. I'll explore the new call center while I'm there. Come in. What in the hell is this?
I've got a confession to make, Ms. Cook. We have been killing you for days using an app. Over and over and over.
Stop. What are you talking about? What app?
This beautiful little program created by a victim of your mass layoff lets us reset time.
If it was made on company time, it belongs to us.
You're about to die and you're worried about intellectual property rights?
Please, you don't have the stones to kill me, Roger. Neither of you do.
Once again, you underestimate the little people. So for that, we have to fire you.
You might feel this one even after we reset.
Get away from me! Help! They're trying to kill me!
Oh God, Roger! Don't worry, I'll reset! Updating? No! Oh, it's spreading! This was not part of the plan!
Where did she go? I can't see anything through the smoke.
Go! Damn it! Still updating! Stephanie, you've got the worst timing!
Guys, get out of here! I'm sorry, Roger. I'll fix it. You'll be as good as you ever were.
Oh, thank God, I made it. What's everybody looking at?
Arrest her! She tried to kill me! The fire is her fault!
Audrey Nichols, you're under arrest for arson and attempted murder. Put your hands behind your head. Drop the phone! Hands up! I'm not gonna say it again!
You won't have to!
First escape, Audrey.
Worry about the details afterward. I just need to slip by and figure this out. Maybe I can get in touch with Stephanie, wherever she is. Wait a minute. There's a full reset function. Yes, I'm saved. Go, just work, goddammit. Purchase the full version to unlock this feature. Wait, you're kidding me? The full version is a buck? Really? Okay, she said it would cost a fortune. Yeah, terms of service. Sure. Whatever. Yes, I really agree! Just give me the full reset! Yeah, let's fix everything. Full reset! This is right after I killed you with the mug. I need to go back further or forward or something. Okay, the app. The app. Where is it?
I warned you. Always read the end user license agreement. You would have seen how full reset returns you to before you got the app.
Give it back. I need it.
No, thanks. I've got all I need from your use of it.
What? The dollar I gave you in a future that no longer exists?
You gave up a lot more than that. Souls are weirdly fourth dimensional.
Souls? Wait, what are you saying?
I'm the devil. Hi.
No, you're messing with me.
Well, I was, and now I'm not. You gave me your soul when you killed Cynthia. The end-user license agreement ensured that I got it. And then some.
You tricked me! You said there was no catch!
I'm sorry. I mean, how dumb do you have to be to think a time-traveling app wouldn't come with strings? In this case, a hell of a new job working for me.
How is that binding? I was under duress and I didn't have time to read it!
Aw, that's too bad. Don't worry. You'll have plenty of time to read it real soon. And I want to be there when you do. Oh, man. If you think your soul is the worst thing you gave up, oh, boy! Woo! Be ready for a surprise, girly!
No! I am getting that app back, and I'm doing this even if I have to take it off your corpse!
Stop! Put the gun down. Put it down. I said put it... Stop! Damn it. Get a medic!
Damn you.
No, Audrey. Damn you. Tell Cynthia hi for me. And don't worry. I'll never lay you off.
Stephanie. Are you okay?
Dang! Audrey lost her goddamn mind!
The layoffs. Jeez, I never should have asked her to talk to Cynthia for me.
You know, I might have an app for that.
On this episode of The Hidden Frequencies, you heard There's an App for That by Jeremiah Smith. Our cast included Kari Walgren as Audrey, Darren DePaul as Roger, Kay Bess as Cynthia, and Ashley Adler as Stephanie, with Armin Taylor as the police officer. Original music and scoring by Brandon Boone. Sound design and production by Jesse Cornett of Pleroma Productions. Recorded and engineered at Woodcliffe Studios by Frank Rosato. For complete show notes and more details about the people who bring you this production, please visit thehiddenfrequencies.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle @thfrequencies. The Hidden Frequencies is copyright 2018 by Wacky Title Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. No duplication or reproduction of this audio program is permitted without the written consent of Wacky Title Productions, Inc.